And here we go, episode 3 of season 2 of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast right here on WGNRadio.com. And we have a lot to talk about with the season opener slash home opener last night. We are live here from Studio A in the WGN Radio studios atop the Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue. I'm getting all this in the beginning so I can present my partner here, Scott King. I am Mike Jacobson. He is from Red Eye. I am from WGN Radio. He also works at WGN Radio.
Thank you. Hello, friend.
Good to see you. I feel like it's been like 2 years since we did the World Cup podcast.
That was our last podcast, was the World Cup podcast.
Feels like a long time.
It does, and USA was still alive.
Oh, my God. Remember, I had such high hopes for USA.
And we really did.
Tortorella was like the worst coach ever. Oh, my God.
Team Canada
terrible.
Prevails, but I think we both predicted that Team Canada was going to prevail,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, there's no way you can't.
But we got more important things to talk about because, over there on the west side last night, they had a little bit of a season-slash-home opener.
They did.
Did not go well for the Blackhawks.
No.
In the first period, it went well. But, again, it's just one game. Got introduced to some new faces, which was pretty nice. A lot of people are like, oh, who is that? I don't know who that is. Who is that? And then what's kind of cool about these new faces, and we'll get into them a little bit later on, a couple of them have some ties to the Chicagoland area, which is pretty cool.
They do.
Vinny Hinostroza. That's one hint that we'll throw out there.
There's
but
more?
There are more.
But one of them might have scored their first NHL goal last night.
There might have been, and might be a guy that a lot of girls like. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. A lot of I've kind of gotten a verdict on him.
I'm just glad we have a host.
Like, oh, who's that guy?
I'm just glad we have a host.
We're not giving
the show.
It away. Can't give it away.
Look, it's good you have your finger on a pulse of what girls like.
It's called
we
a
need
tea.
Someone to have that.
Yes, and it's also called a radio tease. So do not give away that name and don't say that his initials are RH.
Okay. Oh, you did, though. You just.
Oh, I did.
You just did.
Damn. It's all right.
Okay.
We'll be okay.
All right.
We'll get it back on the track. There it is, right back on the track. So they lose last night, the Blackhawks, 5-2. Started off good.
Yeah.
Didn't end well. What did you like in that first period that you saw?
Well, look, just overall, that 5-2 final score, that's not really indicative of how the whole game went, I don't think. You have
a couple empty netters.
Yeah, towards the end. But getting to the first period, I like how they came out. I liked, right away, you kind of saw the panic. Taves Hosalainen have some chances, and Panic had a great camp. He had 6 points in 6 playoff games last year to end the season when he got put up there. And look, he scores the first goal of the season and first goal for the Hawks. So I think, as of
– still weird to see him up on that top line, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, he was there a bit last year.
Yeah, he
and, you
was.
Know, they just
it,
don't
it
have –
was just, it was one of those things when I'm watching last night, I'm like, oh, yeah, forgot.
Yeah, it's just till –
he's going to be up on the top
till
line.
Maybe Hosa – regresses, which unfortunately he has in the last few seasons. I talked about this on my live Q&A yesterday on Facebook on Blackhawks Crazy. We did it. Went really well. But until Hosa regresses or till Quenneville can trust one of the new guys, one of the rookies a little more to slide up there, I think Tyler Mott will slide up there later in the season. This is how this line is going to look. And they were fine last night. And Panarin and Anisimov, Kane, they're one of the lines that need to shoot more. The Hawks did not shoot enough last night, and they got killed on the PK and took too many penalties. But I thought the second line looked okay. They had some good chances. Could have walked away with a goal or two. And I like how they came out. They dictated the pace right away. And Mott, Kruger, Hartman, we'll get into them a little bit. They were good. And unfortunately, Hinostroza, Schmaltz, 2-2 line didn't really get it done. Had a lot of trouble with shot suppression. They have some speed. I like Hinostroza is one of the fastest guys on the team. Schmaltz has some speed and some skill. 2-2 has some speed. But
Hinostroza from Bartlett.
There you go.
Bartlett native.
Pretty and cool. Hartman, second period, right? His first NHL goal?
Yeah.
Ryan Hartman, West Dundee native.
So there we go. We already paid off the tee. See,
yeah. You
tune in, we give the tees.
And we don't make you wait too long for it.
You're
not one of these shows where it's going to be 2 hours and then you get fulfilled to your heart desires.
No commercial breaks to wait for?
No.
You know?
No. But we're happy to do ads for your business.
Yeah,
if you want to give us some money.
Yeah, seriously. My cell phone is 630.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the way it started, you thought, all right, this is going to be good. But then, like you said, the penalty kill was an issue. You can't – I don't care who you are, and particularly against a good team like the Blues.
Yeah.
You give up 3 power play goals throughout a game, you're not going to win.
No, towards the end of the second period, it got brutal. They have a 3-on-5. They're trying to kill the latter of which Taves did not agree with the slashing call. And then as they're killing that, then Keith gets a penalty. So they had 5 – penalties last night, and TVR had 2. I don't know if he's going to be in the lineup when Yarmolson comes back.
Probably not.
You'll probably see Kempney and Forsling
stand. And for those that know, Jalmerson was out because he was suspended for that game.
Yeah, he actually, against a Blues player, Ratty on the Blues, he was serving the last game of his suspension, so he will come back tomorrow in Nashville.
It was a hit that he provided.
Yes, he was on the dishing end of that.
Yes. I don't know. I know he didn't agree with it, but what hockey player does agree with any suspension that they receive? What did you think of the suspension? Did you think that
it was pretty deserving, honestly. I thought he would at least get the rest of the preseason.
I thought it was pretty deserving.
Home opener, that's just one game. And I think it would have been more had
he wanted to go.
Had he had more of a history, I think there would have been more of a suspension. So that was fine. And they did miss him last night a little bit. But mainly, I think it was, you know, some growing pains on offense perhaps. But I think overall the whole team need to shoot more and need to stay out of the box. And they obviously right away need to get stronger on our penalty kill.
It's the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. He's Scott King from the Red Eye /WGN Radio. I am Mike Jacobson from WGN Radio. Let's kind of break down some of these new players. And I want to start with the guy who's not really new to Blackhawks fans, but Brian Campbell, Soupy. Back out on the ice officially. Yeah, he played obviously in the preseason, but really things got started last night. What'd you think of Soupy?
Soupy's back, Chicago media darling, and my neighbor in Weston Springs. Soup's on. Good. I really like him and Forsling as a pair. I really like them together. I think they're solid. You get a lot of dependability there. I didn't see Campbell make any mistakes last night.
Guy, he can still skate at 36, can't
yeah,
he? Is he
look,
36 or 37? He's one of the two.
He's 37, and he led the league in plus-minus last year for defensemen. He's still got it. It was a great pickup, and
still,
everyone's happy to see him back.
He loves it here. He's from here. He's not from here. His wife's from here. So that's the reason why he took the one-year discount to come back to Chicago. And I think eventually he wants to become an ambassador. He loves the organization.
Yeah.
But I don't think people realize what a steal it was to get him. He could have gone somewhere and gotten 2 or 3 years and
right.
gotten paid.
Not just getting a guy of that caliber to take a hometown discount, but also because it was the big gaping hole in the Hawks lineup and the roster that they needed was a decent defenseman, not to mention a guy who's still playing very well.
They needed defensemen all around. I mean, they needed just more than just one defenseman, and they boosted it this year. And we had Coach Q on yesterday on the Steve Cochran Show, which I produced in the morning from 6 to 10, and he's seems very, and you know, it's hard to read Q sometimes, but he seemed pretty confident with, he said, you know, he's got 8 defensemen that he believes in, and it sounded legit, not just coach speak. So the fact that, you know, you got these new lines and these D pairings, you know, coming together last night, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. And you mentioned Ryan Hartman got his first NHL goal, which was pretty cool. And, you know, to do it, you know, when you're from West Dundee and to be able to get your first NHL goal at the United Center in front of the home crowd, doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's one of the cool things you get to cover, being a reporter and going in the locker room after. That was one of the first guys to talk to him after. He just talked about how nice it was because he did it with the Hawks. I asked him if it was more special. He thought getting it with the Hawks than if he was on another team. He said, of course, because he grew up watching guys score in that building in that uniform. So yeah, it
Absolutely.
Meant a lot to him.
I mean, it would be cool no matter what if you're playing for Ottawa or whatever. But
yeah, when you're a fan of the team, it's got to be unreal.
Yeah.
You know, even with the loss, I'm sure that put a damper on it. But it's just one game, and now he's got that first goal all the way. Now he can produce. That was a big question mark with him is, can he score? Can he be the Andrew Shaw type player that everyone thought he would be? But you know, Shaw scored 20 goals last year, so now we, you know, first game, he's got to go all the way, so now we can just play his game.
It's gonna be weird to see him in a Canadiens
sweater. He's gonna torment the whole team. He's gonna just run around hitting guys.
It's gonna be weird.
He might get thrown out immediately. I don't know.
It's gonna be weird. My headphones just fell off, so that's good.
What's because you danced during the show? I don't know if people knew this.
Boy, that, and I don't think a lot of people know that I've got the moves like Jagger. So we talked Campbell, we talked a little bit about Hartman just now. What are some of the other things that you saw out of the new faces of the Blackhawks last night in their home opener?
Yeah, well, first Hartman's goal started on a nice play. Mott almost had a breakaway, tripped over a stick, and then Hartman made the play to keep it in bounds, and he wound up getting a goal and Mott with an assist. And those guys, it's the new guys. You have 6 rookies. You have Mott, Hinostroza, Hartman, Schmaltz, Tutu, and then Kempney and Forsling. And Kempney's going to be like your Panarin. He's 26 years old. So, you know, if he has a good season, people be like, oh, he's not a rookie. But he is. He's brand new to the league. So with all them, they've, you know, some of the stories I've done on the rookies, they all talk about how they're banding together and they're all going through this together. So that kind of helps get you acclimated to the team. They talk about how the veterans help them out and give them suggestions on and off the ice and show them what to do. But they're a good group of players. I think that's why you see six in a lineup. They feel like they can trust these guys. Like I said before, there's going to be some growing pains, but with Mott, you have some dependability, a two-way type player. I think, you know, he's obviously not matching up to where Taves' productivity and where his skill set is, but I can see him being a player like that or being a Hossa. Hartman could eventually be like a Shaw. I think it's going to take a lot of work, but I think he can be that type of player. Hinostroza, we talked about before, just speed and some skill.
He is quick, but he's little, man.
He's little. He is little. Maybe the smallest guy on the team, but, you know, he had a great camp, and that's why he's in the lineup. And Schmaltz is more flashy. He's playing center on the fourth line, but he needs to get a lot better on faceoffs if he's going to stay at center. I think those guys, Hinostroza and Schmaltz, are playing with 2-2 on the fourth line. I think you don't see 2-2 in the lineup next game. I think you see maybe Rasmussen come in and move to center, and maybe Schmaltz on right wing. Because Rasmussen played a lot of center for the Hawks before.
Yes.
That's definitely at least a few games. I think his faceoff percentage was pretty decent. So I think he slides in there. But on defense, Forsling, because I forgot we haven't really talked about, you know, preseason the camps guys had. Forsling was one of the top three prospects in my mind in camp, maybe top two for standing out. Preseason's games, he had some cross-ice passes, go tape-to-tape, some great scoring chances. He's a Swedish defenseman, 20 years old, and I think he's going to stay in the lineup all year round. Gustav Forsling. And Kempny, like I said, he's 26. He played in the World Cup for the Czech Republic. He's just kind of more stay-at-home, more dependable. But you'll see him maybe – I'm guessing he's going to be the seventh guy with TVR. They'll split time who's coming in and out. But Kempny should be around. He should be playing too.
There you go. Good stuff. That's Scott King from the Red Eye.
Thank you.
That's some hard analysis. You want my analysis right here? I think it's funny that 2-2 wears 22.
That's amazing, isn't it?
You don't get hot takes anymore.
You want him to stay around just for that.
Cool story, though. I know we had mentioned him before.
Yeah.
I think it was in our first episode of Season 2, which you should all go back to at WGNRadio.com. Kind of a cool story. He's had a rough life, had some issues, substance abuse issues. He's cleaned himself up. You know, he was basically recommended by Seabrook and Duncan Keith, I believe,
right,
and some others on the team, say, hey, Q, take a, you know, and Scotty, or not Scotty, Stan Bowman, take a look at this guy. Why don't we bring him in? So
it's because he's
their golfing
buddy.
For him.
Right,
golfing really
buddy
do.
Back home.
I really do. And so we got all those new faces out there, had some new D pairings last night, too. And before we get into those, actually, let's start with this first pairing that everybody's quite, you know, at least familiar with, Duncan Keith. Now, we know that he had his off-season knee surgery. He did not participate in the World Cup for Team Canada. How do you think he looked out there? Did he look a little stiff? Did he feel like he was moving like he normally would?
He looked like the same old Duncan to me. Yeah. I thought he was moving fine. I thought his passing was good. I didn't really catch him out of position at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what about the rest of the pairings? How do you think they look?
I thought they were good. It wasn't as much defense and Crawford played fine. I just thought that in general they need to shoot more. They need to be better on a PK and not take so many penalties. So I thought the defense was pretty solid.
The PK was rough.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame the D too much for what happened. I might have seen Seabrook out of position a couple times, but with two rookie defensemen, I thought they looked really good. And that's why I think those two guys will stick around a lot, especially Forsling more.
Well, the Blackhawks, they get the next couple of games. They're going to be taking on the Predators, the always hated Predators. I love how that's become a little bit of a rivalry, too.
It is.
So they got a home and away against them, so that'll be a lot of fun in the next coming days. And we got 81 more of these to break down. We'll be with you
every step of the way.
Week to week. Now, it's going to change, but we usually shoot for Wednesday or Thursdays. So we'll be with you. Be sure to check us out on Facebook. That is facebook.com/BlackhawksCrazy. Your blog, which is a fantastic blog.
It's called the Chelsea Blogger.
Scott King, Chelsea Blogger, WGNRadio.com. We always tweet out his stuff. We always put his stuff out on Facebook, on WGNRadio.com, or on WGN Radio's Facebook, I should say. And also, it's on the Blackhawks Crazy Facebook page as well. He is also at Scott King Media on Twitter. I am at Jacobson Radio. For Scott King, I am Mike Jacobson. We will talk to you next week.